so light we could get knocked, pine knocks from the tree, split it up in splinters, and that would be most of the lights we'd have. Sometimes we'd light the kerosene lamp, but I've been saving it from having to clean the globe. I didn't have to clean no globe when we used the lightning knot.
So you use them for lighting, too?
The fireplace. I'll throw some in there and make light enough for you to do whatever you had to do.
Let me see. What about what do they call the thing that the smoke goes up?
Chimney.
Right.
The chimney.
Yeah, and the black stuff that forms.
Soot.
They always call that.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. In a house now, if you have a matching bed and a chest of drawers, what do you call that?
Well, I never knew what anything matching was until I came to Richmond. We never had any kind of cobble thing we could get. But as I remember, my grandmother had a big bed, a feather bed, and the mattress was made out of a ticking with feathers put inside. It would be lumpy, and you'd have to move those lumps around in order to sleep. That's how it was. She had a big bed and heavy oak posters. And for a dresser, I don't remember too much about it, but it was crude. Whatever we had was strictly crude country thing. And the chairs would be wicker. The most of the chairs would be cane. They learned to cane their own chairs and make the bottom. I don't know how they went about getting the post for them and whatnot, but I remember the caning of the chairs.
What about other buildings? Do you have other buildings on the place besides?
Well, no, my grandma had a little hen house. And of course we had the outhouse. We never knew where the bathroom was until I came to Richmond. And the chicken house was, and maybe a little woodshed. But see, my grandmother didn't live on a farm. She had just a little trucking thing that she would do. And I had to help do the gardening and planting and all, and I'd be sitting on one end of the row crying, sitting down on the whole crying, and Grandma would do two rows while I do one. I said, Grandma, I can't do no more, my back hurts. Girl, that gal, y'all know you got a back. And I wondered how in the world she figured the way my back was hurting that I wouldn't know I had a back.
Well, you must have had a lot of chores to do.
Yes, and for water, now we had to bring the water from the spring, and that would be about further than from here across the street. You never knew how to, when they call it a mile in the country, you know, you'd walk about five to make that one, the country mile. And that was nothing. My grandmother was a great walker, and she had a daughter who lived in the next town, which was Berkeley from where we lived. And she'd walk, they called it 10 miles, and she'd walk that just like she's going downstairs. I'm walking to her, I'm crying, but she's turning up on the sand.
What'd you carry water in?
Buckets. And some people would carry it in a small tub. I never did it, but some people could put one on the head and then one in each hand. Make the distance from there to the house in that way, because I never was that smart to do that. But it was pails as a rule.
Is there a difference between a bucket and a pail?
I don't know whether you'd make a difference in it. Now, we had some wooden things that we called buckets, and then we had the tin pails. Now, whether that was a distinction for the difference, I don't know. The tin things were kind of a zinc thing. And the others were made of staves with a band around it, that type.
What do you used to sweep up with in those days?
A broom. You'd get your own straw from the field sometimes. And you'd tie a string around it and make your broom and sweep.